Yes, sir.
Excuse me.
For us, this is dark and cool and calm.
That's
wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm just praying.
Hold this one. Slowly.
Guru Maharaj gave us a heavy duty for maintaining His Chaitanya Saraswata Math, deities and devotees. And we are trying heart and soul to maintain His mission and fulfill His desire. This is only duty for us. Not only myself alone, everybody will try to fulfill His desire. Guru Maharaj was very great. He had very great personality, and nobody can compete with His personality. And Sripad Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, all over the world, they are preaching Krishna consciousness. We always remember Srila Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj's friendship was very intimate. You read the books. Some books, what's the name?
Guardian
of Devotion, printed from San Jose Temple. And I also read from there. And I know Swami Maharaj from my childhood. When I joined in this Krishna Consciousness Mission of Srila Guru Maharaj, that time was 1947. And from 1947, after 2-3 months, I went to Calcutta, mot of Guru Maharaj. That mot was in the house of Srila Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj was that time Grihastha, and he had two houses, one 3-storied building, one 2-storied building, and he spent one for Guru Maharaj. Under first floor, ground floor, there was his laboratory, Bhimalton Laboratory's name was that. And upstairs, 4 rooms are there, 2 rooms using Guru Maharaj on the roadside, and 2 rooms we are using. From that time, I am associated with Sripad Swami Maharaj also. And 10 or 12 years I was in charge of Calcutta Mot. 7 Sitakanta Banerjee Lane. Then, from that time I have seen and I inspired. Also Guru Maharaj inspired by Swami Maharaj to preach. After Gauri mission leaving, Srila Guru Maharaj do not want to preach, wants to do some bhajan and writing and staying alone he liked very much. But Swami Maharaj given inspiration. Sometimes I have seen, you go and preach, and he is taking. But Guru Maharaj is not going. Times may gone. But Swami Maharaj not hopeless, and he was very enthusiastic, and he taking us. Especially myself was there in Sitakanta Banerjee Lane. And he is arranging in Calcutta town, east, west, north side, and South Calcutta also, arranging some meeting and taking us 3-4 brahmachari was there, and I was red cloth, saffron cloth, Gaudendu Brahmachari, my name was Gaudendu Brahmachari, and Sai Maharaj was giving me a position of dasasana, and he is preaching but showing Indian style, it is saffron cloth, we got some position. This way, Swami Maharaj showing me, preaching himself. I am only reading the Srimad Bhagavatam slokas or Srimad Bhagavad Gita slokas, and Swami Maharaj explaining everything, giving explanation. This way, very small scale, Swami Maharaj preaching that time. And I have seen when Swami Maharaj is getting some money, little money, and he is trying to publish one magazine, and that magazine is back to Godhead. Now he is that magazine all over the world spread. And that time maybe 250 or 400 copies he is printing. And we are distributing that in shop to shop. Dalhousie Square, Esplanade, Bara Bazaar, going, only 25 paise value was that book. This way, Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic to preach and sometimes wants to take Guru Maharaj, big, see the big man, also Gandhi. You heard the name Mahatma Gandhi? He called by Indian father of nation. And Swami Maharaj is always cooperating with negotiating with Gandhi, Jawaharlal by letter.
Correspondence.
And that letter also, few with maybe Sudhir Goswami. He is very expert man. He collected everything. A few letters also with Sudhir Goswami, he said. And writing to everybody, big man, Dr. Radhakrishnan, he was President of India. And when his business was in Allahabad, birthplace of Jawaharlal Nehru, maybe, father's house, Jawaharlal Nehru, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, he was the first Prime Minister of India, and also big personality, but they was friend of Swami Maharaj. He had one big medicine shop in Allahabad, a big, most big medicine shop, first in Allahabad. Then everybody coming to his shop, and this way, friendship with everybody, big man. And also preaching, always preaching tendency we have seen. In the time of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj preached in South India, first preaching place South India. After taking Diksha Mantram from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he went for discovery of Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu's Milan Khetra.
Discussion.
Yes, discussion sent by his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the town of bank of Godavari, there Kubbur, and Rajamohendri. Other side, Rajamohendri of Godavari River, and Kubbur other side. And in Kubbur, there some place we have seen, the meeting place of Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent Guru Maharaj there for discovered that place. And Guru Maharaj went there and meditating and discovered that place, searching after verification where it is possible. And Prabhupada himself gone there and opened the temple. And that temple also make Guru Maharaj. And after that, Guru Maharaj sent it by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to Madras, Bombay, etc., many big town. But that time one office was Sai Maharaj's office in Bombay. And when Sai Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, 1930, meted in Allahabad, and after that Guru Maharaj brought Swami Maharaj to Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and looking Srila Saraswati Thakur, Swami Maharaj was very happy and remarked in Bengali, "Ja atodine Mahaprabhu kathata ekjon manusher moto manusher hate poreche." This remark, he first remark Swami Maharaj done, "Ja after so long days, now one man preaching really conception of Srila Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu." This was his first remark about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. After so long, Rup, Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Nartam Thakur, and some long gap. After that long gap, Baladev Vishdhabhushan, and gapping very long time. And Mahaprabhu's religion, preaching, conception was very high, but few of sampradaya, that is called apo sampradaya. What English, apo sampradaya? Sahujya. No, English, what is English? Apo sampradaya?
Sahujya is imitation.
Imitation, imitating. Few of Bengali and other countries also, imitating Mahaprabhu's preaching conception. And that way it was very bad situation to preach the Vaishnavism, real Vaishnavism. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, father of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, appeared and as a associate of Srimad Mahaprabhu, close devotee of Srimad Mahaprabhu, he tried to preach the Krishna consciousness, real Krishna consciousness, what gave us Srimad Mahaprabhu. Then 13 apo sampradaya called imitationist, they was very angry with Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And many way they tried to obstruct and also destroy the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Saraswati Thakur was great devotee. They cannot destroy his mission.
They themselves.
And I heard their one leader, there was one leader, and that man also famous, India famous man, Pandit, big Pandit. His name was Gopendu Bhushan Sankhotirtha. And when here one meeting call by few gentlemen in Navadvip Dham, and that man presided in that meeting. He was president in that meeting. And he confessed that we have done wrong and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur done right. That meeting Guru Maharaj was only speaker.
The only speaker.
Yes. That meeting, and he was president, that Gopendu Bhushan Sankhotirtha. And he confessed in that public meeting that what is Mahaprabhu's desire, that fulfilled by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not ourselves. And we have done many wrong with him, but now we are looking, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have done right, and his preaching was very great and truthful. This way he confessed, we heard. At that time, Guru Maharaj preached by order his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all over the India. That time India and Pakistan was same country, called Bharat. And in Pakistan, there Karachi, one capital of Pakistan, Karachi was the capital of that province. And Guru Maharaj went there to preach. And you have seen young photo of Guru Maharaj with that photo taken there. And in the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Delhi, Kurukshetra, Naimisharanya, Allahabad, Banaras, Madras, Bombay, everywhere, and also now Bangladesh, Dhaka, Kumilla, Chattogram, Guru Maharaj preached very successfully and got very hopeful response. And many of great soul came to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that time, preaching of Guru Maharaj, a result. And Guru Maharaj never defeated in his life. Yes. And we heard within 5 minutes, within 10 minutes, big Pandit defeated by Guru Maharaj. Also, when Swami V.I. is born, he went to London, went to West, London, Germany, France, etc. for preaching the conception of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Krishna consciousness. And Ban Maharaj come back from England, but he make himself like a Western gentleman by his clothes, garments. And it was not a happy news for Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also other devotees. But he was very strong. That is, nobody can say anything. But in Bombay, there was Swami Maharaj, and given reception, Swami Maharaj also, to Ban Maharaj. And Ban Maharaj said, in the West there are many questions, questioning many things. We cannot answer that. But Guru Maharaj was there, Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and also Gosai Maharaj, and few preaching in Bombay that time, and very friendship with Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. And one table, Swami Maharaj, Abhay Babu, that time, he said, what is your question? You can say, ask, what questioning there in the West? And Ban Maharaj said, you cannot answer that. And Swami Maharaj said, yes, can answer. And Guru Maharaj was there, and Swami Maharaj said, Sridhar Maharaj will answer your questions. And many questions done by Ban Maharaj, Western style, and many questions. There are so many questions. And Ban Maharaj gave, Srila Guru Maharaj gave one by one answer, very successfully. And lastly, Ban Maharaj stopped. And Swami Maharaj told, here is Europe is defeated by Asia. This way, a joking way, he told, you are coming from Europe, and your all question is European question, and Sridhar Maharaj is Asian man, and he gave all answer. Then here is, we can think, Europe is divided by Asia. And everybody laughing, and Ban Maharaj also happy to hear that, yes, it is possible. That is, I have seen every devotee of, especially who is holding high position in the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we can name few, Ban Maharaj, Gosai Maharaj, Vasudev Prabhu, and Paramahansa Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, everybody coming to see Guru Maharaj here. Guru Maharaj was in a thatched house, but everybody coming and searching, where is Guru Maharaj? And they are coming here. And very happily they are staying in this mod, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. They have no time to stay. Also Swami Maharaj, when coming world tour, finishing after one world tour, he is coming to see Guru Maharaj here. Maybe 3 hours, maybe one day. But he must come to see Guru Maharaj. And talking with Guru Maharaj, all news giving to Guru Maharaj, he was very happy. And also Guru Maharaj also given very enthusiasm to Srila Swami Maharaj. When Swami Maharaj first come from America, nobody wants to cooperate with him. His god brothers, he wrote letters to many big god brothers, but Guru Maharaj have no money, but they have much money. That is, he wrote to others, but they not given response. And I think lastly he wrote to Guru Maharaj. He knows Guru Maharaj is not a rich man, staying here very poorly, offering to Giridhari, But when Swami Maharaj wrote, Guru Maharaj very happy and said to us, you arrange Swami Maharaj coming, and he coming successful preaching in the West, you arrange nicely for him, and you write letter to him, yes, we are ready to invite,
receive
your holiness. And I wrote the letter, and Swami Maharaj is coming here with two devotees, one Ramanuja and one Achyutananda. And very happily stayed here 7 days or 10 days maybe. I cannot remember. And given news. And we gave that time the citizens' reception in Navadvip. Also Swami Maharaj. And he was very happy. And that time he wrote letter to his disciple. Here is one, my god brother, staying in Navadvip. Very high realization he has, very high realization this way. I read from that Guardian of Devotion book. I was there that time. One day happened, Swami Maharaj, we are serving Swami Maharaj some puri. I know what he is taking. Some puri, some begun bhaja, and some sweets, and some curd in the table. And Swami Maharaj said, you also take with me. And I said, yes, Maharaj, your order I must carry out. And Haricharan Prabhu distributing the prasadam. But I am thinking Swami Maharaj is very great Vaishnava. I cannot take in one table with him. That is, I took my share in my hand and not in his table. I am thinking he is very great Vaishnava, and I am like his servant. Then how shall I take in a table with him the prasadam? Then I took that prasadam in my hand, and I am also taking, and Swami Maharaj is joking me, why you are not taking in my table? I said, no, Maharaj, I am taking this. I can understand. Your caste will destroy. You are Brahmin, and I am coming from the West, and I am taking prasadam with the sahibs, the Western devotee, and you want to keep your caste separate. And then I was very shy and I put my plate in that table and I took. Very nice relationship was with Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj.
And Maharaj, you arranged that reception, is it?
Yes.
Yourself, you arranged?
Yes. A good order of Guru Maharaj. And here, some boys, favorite of our mission, we called everybody. And here in Navadvip, so many big pandits joined in that meeting, in town hall of Navadvip, that meeting held in town hall of Navadvip. Bhaktivinoda Thakur forecast from the all over the world, the devotee, within 50 years, devotee will come. And They will chant by the name of Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari, and they will chant, dance in name of Mahaprabhu. I am looking that. But we cannot believe at that time. We are thinking it is forecast only. Maybe after few hundred years it is possible. It is possible, no doubt. The great Vaishnav wrote in his, written in his book, that must be possible, but not immediate possible. But we have seen in our life, we are very fortunate thinking within 50 years, that is very true. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote maybe 50,000, I cannot remember, 50,000 devotees will come to Navadvip Mayapur and they will chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this comes through Srila Swami Maharaj and Srila Guru Maharaj. That is very hopeful for us. We took shelter that great devotee of Krishna. And they also very merciful to us. And all over the world now chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is, Guru Maharaj said to Swami Maharaj, it is cannot do a man. Maybe that man is very great man, but he cannot do it. It's only can do Nityananda Prabhu. And he has that power. And Swami Maharaj is Saktavesh Avatar. No doubt I have. Otherwise he was Avacharan De and born in Calcutta, very simple man. And also I read Swami Maharaj's lecture. He also told, it is not my work, Mahaprabhu done through us. Now it is very true. And we surprised to see the preaching. When Ban Maharaj and Tirtha Maharaj and others went to the West, they cannot convert. They preach, no doubt. They cannot convert the mind and cannot properly distribute it, the Krishna consciousness. It is very true. Maybe not hearing sweet it, but it is very true. But when we have seen the Western devotees coming with tilaka, with mala and shikha, and also saffron clothes, like an Indian saint, they are coming and dancing by the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and maintaining the spiritual life very hardly. Then we are surprised and very glad to see that. When Jayatirtha Maharaj came here with 150 devotees in this mart, and we have no rooms here. They are sleeping under the tree, they are sleeping under that ground. And that only blue house, there not accommodation possible, was possible. But devotees do not care that. In the Gaur Purnima time also, here, if full devotee will come, then no accommodation is possible to give them. But they are not mind anything. They are very happy to stay here. I have seen in the Tulasi, their mancha, devotee sleeping there, sleeping in open roof. That is I am also very affectionate with all, and I am thinking it is my very good fortune that I have got the association of the devotees like that. And it was possible by the preaching of Srila Swami Maharaj and Srila Guru Maharaj. Swami Maharaj confessed, he was very great, and he himself confessed, yes, Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj is my Shikha Guru. I consider him my Shikha Guru. And Prabhupada and Krishna sent him to prepare me, Swami Maharaj told, in this meeting here, one chair. We are worshipping Guru Maharaj's birthday ceremony to Guru Maharaj and his god-brothers also, Siddhanti Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj, every god-brother who like Guru Maharaj and who have time in hand, he is coming that time. And also that year Srila Swami Maharaj also came here and he gave that lecture, and that is printed, I have seen. Then I think Srila Swami Maharaj is whole, his learning life, learning of Shastra and Krishna consciousness, that life he spent with Guru Maharaj. He three or four times I've seen Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He took diksha from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but not got association. But he got association of Guru Maharaj, and he took Guru Maharaj in his house for that. And every day we are looking, when Guru Maharaj is going from Navadvip to Calcutta, he's staying there. And every day Swami Maharaj is coming morning 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock to see Guru Maharaj and discussing many things. And also Shastra, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, everything, discussing. And very heavy discussions going up to 2 o'clock some days. And we are very hungry, we cannot stay. And lastly, we are telling to Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, we cannot tolerate, please stop it and come take prasadam. This way many days gone. And that is last time when the devotee asked to Srila Swami Maharaj, what is your last desire? Please tell us, we shall try to fulfill your desire, last desire. Swami Maharaj lefting, wants to left this mundane world. That time devotees asked to him, and Swami Maharaj, yes, Krishna says everything is okay. I have no special any desire, but they insist, nothing you have. Then they said, Swami Maharaj said, yes, two things I can tell you. One, this Nad Mandir of Srila Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj. This Nad Mandir, you know Nad Mandir? This front of the temple, this building. It not was completed. And Srila Swami Maharaj said, if you can complete the Sridhar Maharaj's Nad Mandir, I shall be very happy. And other one, if you can make one Nad Mandir in front of Mahaprabhu's temple, Mayapur, that Jogpit temple, in front, no Nad Mandir there. If you can make there one Nad Mandir, I shall be very happy. A Guru and Gauranga, he remembered last time. I am thinking. And ISKCON's devotee came here and they finished it, this Nad Mandir, by their money. Srila Swami Maharaj told to Guru Maharaj, I am bringing the raw materials from the West. Boys and girls I am bringing from the West. They do not know what is Krishna conception and what is the etiquette of Vaishnavism. But they are coming, attracted by Srimad Mahaprabhu's conception. Through me they are coming, and I am offering to you, you correct them, and you make them for Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he said, I have that tape, but that tape recorder is bad. Tape pulling system.
Spool system,
that tape. Big. A tape with me, but few, only two, three. I was poor that time, and now I am rich man, no doubt. At that time I was very poor. One tape I am using for everybody. That was the problem. And tape's value was 36 rupees, 50 rupees, and I do not want to paint for that. Very cautious. Otherwise, if I think it will be workful in future, then I can take many tests. But I have not done this that time. And also so many letters from Swami Maharaj I have got time to time. And I not kept that. A few letters, four, five letters with me, and very heavy letter also. And one, two, three letters sufficient for all devotees. Suddenly that letter with me, his own handwriting in Bengali, and very hopeful for all the devotees, that letters. I have done few copies, Xerox copy, in Bengali letters. There Swami Maharaj is mentioning, I am preaching in the West, my health is not good. You, Govinda Maharaj, I do not want to disturb your Guru Maharaj, Srila Siddhar Swami. I am asking you, you tell your Guru Maharaj, if I die suddenly here, what will be for myself? I want to die in Vrindavan. But here is so many work, seva, for myself waiting. I shall preach here, or I shall go to Vrindavan. You ask your Guru Maharaj, and quick answer me. One letter. And I told Srila Guru Maharaj this letter, that letter with me. I told Srila Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj's question is that. And Guru Maharaj said, where is Swami Maharaj living? There is Vrindavan Guru. There Vrindavan, he is always living in Vrindavan. Then no fearful for that. He may die anywhere, Vrindavan is there. We'll go. We'll write that answer. And I wrote that answer, that letter also with Sudhir Goswami. He collected. He said 1 year ago to me, yes, that letter also with me. My answer also. And again Swami Maharaj gave one letter, that also with me here. Yes, I have got permission from my Gurudev. I shall stay here and I shall preach here. Very nice, nice letter, but I not kept that. Now I am thinking I am very foolish. It was necessary to keep him quietly. This day it must
be workful for the devotee's mind.
This will be valuable.
Valuable. Only 4 or 5 letters I have. And also one letter given by Bhuvan Maharaj to Guru Maharaj. That Mayapur Management Committee now giving many commandments. But if they will see that letter, they must will stop their preaching. That letter given Bhuvan Maharaj to Guru Maharaj. But that also I not kept. Maybe in file, but where is file, I don't know. There so many things happen and happening in our life. But we are still trying to practice our Krishna consciousness. Under guidance of Srila Guru Maharaj.